Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish up John today, which is so awesome and amazing. And tomorrow, we will begin in Romans, and that is such a rich book. We're doing that to celebrate the launch of my book, Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a 90-day devotional journey through the whole book of Romans. So you'll get through every passage of Romans by the time you're done with that, and you'll have a devotional thought and deeper commentary, because I spent so much time reading that book. And what I found about the book of Romans is that it is a microcosm of the entire story of the Bible, which is just so powerful to think about. So anyway, that's what's happening tomorrow. But today, let's finish up John chapter 21, verses 15 through 25. And this is in the International Children's Bible. This is what it said. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Take care of my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you tied your own belt and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will put out your hands and someone else will tie them. They will take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to show how Peter would die to give glory to God. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the follower Jesus loved was walking behind them. This was the follower who had leaned against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who will turn against you?" When Peter saw him behind them, he asked Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "Perhaps I want him to live until I come back. That should not be important to you. You follow me." So a story spread among the brothers that this follower would not die, but Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "Perhaps I want him to live until I come back. That should not be important to you." That follower is the one who is telling these things. He is the one who has now written them down. We know that what he says is true. There are many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I think the whole world would not be big enough for all the books that would be written. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm grateful for this redemption of Peter here. He denied you three times and you asked him three times if he loved you. It was like a recommissioning. And instead of saying, "Yes, Lord, I know that I love you," and you saying, "Well, you should have done better," you gave him a new mandate. You said, "Take care of my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep, love the people I give to you. I'm commissioning you for ministry." And then you also prepared him for suffering, because he was going to suffer. And that to me is just beautiful. And Lord, I pray that you would prepare us, if we are to be suffering, that you would give us an inkling of that beforehand. And Lord, thank you for this dialogue that happened between Peter and you, but also about John. Peter was like, "Okay, what's going to happen to him?" And Jesus, basically, you said that he didn't need to know that. And that's a really good lesson for all of us, because we can be preoccupied with someone else's walk and what they're supposed to be doing. And I see this in marriage a lot. In my own marriage, I'm guilty of trying to help my husband along, you know, like of the way I think he should go, when in actuality, he is yours, Jesus, and you will lead him beautifully. And you don't need my help. So Lord, help us to individually follow you, to obey what you say to us, and not worry so much about other people and what they're supposed to do, because we can't control anyone else other than ourselves. Lord, I also love the ending of this book, that the world could not contain all the books that have the stories of your miracles. And Lord, I know that in some ways, each one of us standing here today is one of those miracles. We are a testimony of the miracle of rebirth and new life. I am a testimony of life, because many times I wanted to take my own, and yet you rescued me and you saved me and you gave me a new story. And so I pray for those who are in the bog of that you would set their feet on a rock, make their footsteps firm, as I've prayed many times. This is out of Psalm 40, and that you would restory our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. There is a Pray Every Day app, and it has this podcast on it, as well as a free devotional every single day. So you can get that on iTunes and Google Play. So thanks so much for considering doing that. It just makes listening to this podcast a lot easier and more convenient, and it goes on your phone. Have an amazing day. I love you, and I am praying for you.